The news in touch with your world. I'm Jana Roos. Good morning. Mandela Slate's insensitive proposal to exclude colours and Indian BEE contractors and school governing body of Maritzburg College met last night on racism. A proposal to exclude South Africans who are coloured and those of Indian descent from lucrative state contracts in KwaZulu-Natal is ill-conceived and designed to only benefit the advantaged, said MP and Chief Nkosi Zwelivelile Mandela yesterday. This was after the Sunday Times reported on a proposal by KwaZulu-Natal MEC for Economic Development, Sihle Zikalala, to reconfigure black economic empowerment policies to benefit black Africans for state contracts worth more than 50 million rand. The grandson of former President Nelson Mandela says it flies in the face of the significant contribution that other sectors of the historically disadvantaged have made to the struggle for freedom, justice and democracy. The proposal also flies in the face of the ANC's Mangaung resolution for radical economic transformation for all who are historically disadvantaged. Then the school governing body of Maritzburg College met last night to consider recommendations made by the education department in the case of three pupils who were seen in a photo on social media showing their support for the EFF. Yesterday, the department put the brakes on disciplinary proceedings against the three matric boys when officials met with school management. The department's Muzi Mlambi says they've taken over the process and will conduct a full-scale probe.
Today's meeting was just to give them a directive to then say this is how the department is going to manage the probe processes regarding all matters that have been reported to us of allegation of racism in that particular school.
Maritzburg College says it's also met with the three schoolboys and their parents yesterday. The college has described the latest meetings as positive. Then, a group of suspected armed robbers who used explosives to blast open a drop safe and fled with a sizable amount of money at a fuel station in Tienison are behind bars. Free State Police spokesperson Mamelo Mokwane says the four suspects briefly appeared in the Tienison Magistrates Court yesterday following the armed business robbery more than 2 weeks ago. They were arrested at the weekend. Mokwane did not disclose, due to the sensitivity of the investigation, where the suspects were arrested.
It is alleged that a heavily armed group of men approached one of the garages on Monday, 2 October 2017, at about 4 o'clock. They were armed with rifles and pistols and went on to use explosives to open up a drop safe and managed to get away with a sizable amount of cash.
The case was postponed to next Monday, during which the suspects are expected to apply for bail. A fifth suspect is still at large. Your top story at this hour, the school governing body of Maritzburg College met last night to consider recommendations made by the education department in the case of three pupils showing their support for the EFF. Reach us by phoning our hotline on 082 370 1268.